De retour avec Joël Bouchard. Salut Joël, j'espère que tu vas bien. On a quelques médias sur la ligne, donc j'invite les médias à lever la main de façon virtuelle. On va commencer ça avec Amy Johnson. Amy, you have the first question. You're up.
Great, thank you. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
Just a quick question for you about Cale Fleury. Noticed that he skated yesterday. Can you talk a little bit about his progression in his rehab?
Yeah, I think we bit the bullet for him. First time we didn't know what was going on, and we're glad that he's back with the team. We don't have a confirmation of where he's going to be back playing. There's a difference between practicing and getting some workload and actually going into a game. But, yesterday we pushed him hard. Today we gave him a day off because we want to make sure we integrate player and still they have to do their rehab and, be in the protocol of their own injury. Every player's got a different protocol because injury are all different. But, hey, we're glad he's on the ice, and let's see how it goes the next few days.
Great, thank you very much.
Jared Book.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Joe.
You mentioned a lot about how prospects don't necessarily need to play in order to develop, and you said that with Cam and other players that you've had this season. With the gap between games and knowing that in the AHL you're in a development kind of role, does that help you kind of work with on things with players a little bit more than you would normally in a normal season?
Well, I mean, it gives us time. You have to handle everything that's kind of thrown at you to maximize the development of the player. But, I think the most important is the veteran and the guys that have been with us for a few years that they show. Like, I can, show video. I can, obviously teach routes and be on top of them with stuff. But when a veteran does it, when four, five, six, seven, eight, nine guys do it, in practice, in games, and then it becomes a bit of a contagious thing for the other guys to kind of do it. And I like the way the veteran have been approaching the young guys about teaching them. They know they got to play with them, and then it's a contagious environment. So you're talking about the Veilleux, the Belzile, the Joe Blandisi, the Wheel, a Gus that's been guiding the guy, not focusing on their job. So it's you don't want a player to start coaching. If you do, they do that, then they're not doing their job. But just to guide them on, when they are stuck in a situation. So every time we have ice, to play with the guys and work with them, that's good. And remember, we told you when we became me and Dan after Alex left, it was a matter of the player getting involved and being part of the solution. So that's how we do it with the young guy.